My guest this evening is Candace Hendy, a proud Black theater artist here in Cincinnati. And she's an organizer. She recently launched the Cincinnati Black Theater Artist Collective, a Facebook page highlighting an array of playwriting and performance, much of which lives here in Cincinnati. Candace, welcome to Around Cincinnati. Tell us a little bit more about what Cincinnati Black Tack, as you're calling it, is all about.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. The Cincy Black Tack is all about uplifting Black voices in the theater. And what we're really trying to do is educate the community on some playwrights that are not known, that don't often get produced. Everybody pretty much knows August Wilson, but there is a plethora of Black playwrights that scarcely are produced all over the country, but especially in Cincinnati. So we're uplifting those writers and we're obviously uplifting the performers and highlighting them.
Yeah. So what you have done is to produce a series of monologues, and those grew out of a private Facebook group that you started up about 2 years ago, I understand.
Yep, it was 2018 around the Fringe Festival. Actually, I was, hanging out and I was meeting a lot of talented, beautiful Black artists. And I thought, wow, I don't see these people throughout the year doing the work at the equity houses. And I just assumed that there weren't as many Black artists in this community. And in 2018, I was like, oh my gosh, I was wrong about that. So I just really wanted to build the camaraderie between Black artists. I would have people over my house and, we would just throw ideas around. And then I started a private page just, to be a safe space for us to communicate that
right
way.
So you could have dialogue with other Black artists.
Yes.
So can you mention a couple of things that were discussed during that?
Well, I'll say the first one that I had about 12 people there, which was great. I started it off with, what are our complaints? What are people mad about? And, it was a variety of things that came to no surprise to me, because those things are blaring, with casting and seasons and what gets produced, what doesn't, and just the lack of opportunities. And then we also talked about what would people want to do? What would people want to collaborate on? We talked a bit about doing all Black productions of something that is not typically done with a Black cast. And then there were people who said, well, why don't we just do the writing of Black playwrights? So really, it wasn't anything that I structured. I had food and we had drinks and we had a good time. And it was something that I just wanted to continue.
So those conversations gave you some momentum even before all of this awareness around racism was evoked by George Floyd's very tragic death. I wonder if your monologue project was in part, well, it wasn't in response to that, but I have to imagine that people's awareness of such things are probably higher now because you are doing that.
Definitely. The Monologues for Us by Us project has received a lot more attention than I think that it would have if I had pursued something like that at a different time. Like you said, it's not in response to, well, it is in response, but it was an idea that I had around COVID, because a lot of us just were looking for projects to do. A lot of us had lost work. And then there's young Black artists who are very talented, who don't get a chance to do anything. So I really thought of COVID more as the opportunity to do something creative and something that I didn't have to pay for space. And I was just going to do maybe once a month, put out some content like that. But then the response just became so overwhelming that I committed to. I was like, all right, this has to be a 10-week project and we have to hit every single Wilson play. And then
so what you are doing now is a weekly series with 10 installments that we are in the midst of. And these are, I would say, relatively brief recordings of local theater artists who are performing works by contemporary writers, and you're matching them with passages from August Wilson's Century Cycle plays.
Right. Every Friday at 7. The next 5 will start back on the 17th. Yeah. So that's the project.
Could you talk a little bit about the centrality of August Wilson's work to your mission? I know that back in 1996, he delivered a really memorable address called The Ground on Which I Stand, which really mm-hmm. stated his perspective as a Black playwright. I wonder what Wilson said that might have particularly inspired you and your colleagues who are involved in this project.
Well, you know, he says a lot. I first read The Ground on Which I Stand back in 2013. It was my first year of grad school. And it really inspired me then, mostly because a lot of the things that he says, the conversation is still really, really relevant. And what it really is it's a call to action, which is what really ignited me about it. And it just made me go like, why are we waiting on these other institutions to give us an opportunity when we could take initiative ourselves? What's really interesting about that speech is there's a section where he talks about the subscriber system and the irony of that. In that system, the subscriber actually gets a discount, and the subscriber is the individual who can actually afford to buy a full season of tickets. But in order to give the subscriber the discount, the individual who can only afford a single ticket has to pay more. So he really talks about a broken system that has really come about because of our racist institution. And, you know, he makes it very clear that we stand on this ground together. American culture, there are a lot of commonalities, but Black values are different and they're specific. And to say that white aesthetics are like the normal aesthetics, and anyone that's not white, these are artists of color, and all of that is just clumped together. And he talks about how that's an imperialist idea.
There has been a more recent bold statement by 300 Black and other people of color who are theater makers. They issued a statement titled, "We See You, White American Theater." I know that that came out after you had your project underway, but it seems to me that by increasing the visibility of our diverse talent locally and of these various writers, you really are doing something that addresses some of the concerns that were raised by that statement.
Right, absolutely. That statement was so beautifully articulated. The only thing that is different about it is, again, Wilson's speech was a call to action. We see you and we want to address these things. I know that some demands just came out. I haven't gotten a chance to read them. But again, we all have to hold ourselves accountable, and it's something that we have to take into our own hands now.
And you are certainly doing that with these videos. I've had the opportunity to watch several of them. They typically pair a local actor, including you on one or two of them, but others doing a monologue of some kind, and then a monologue from one of Wilson's very powerful plays. So they are wonderful pieces for people to listen to and watch and enjoy. And I certainly hope that this creates more awareness and more opportunity for performers and for that kind of material. Is that sort of your hope as to what these monologues will?
Yes, I was only on the first one, I will say, and I really try to leave myself out of it. But I realize that the videos do need a host to just say, like, you know, this is what's what. But yes, I mean, hopefully the project will raise awareness that the things that Wilson is talking about, you know, his voice is so specific to the Black experience. There are writers that are still doing that, that were doing that before August Wilson wrote his cycle. And so I really just wanted to raise the awareness of that, not just for the theater audience, but for the white institutions as well to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we could produce an Amiri Baraka. Maybe we could produce an Intsusaki Shange. But again, you know, with the system, the way the system is, I understand that it's going to take time and it's not always possible for the white institution of theater to represent the Black voice as accurately as it could right now, because this is a marathon. This is not a sprint.
But you have taken the first important steps in that sprint.
Right.
So my guest this evening has been Cincinnati actor Candace Handy, who is the moving force behind the Cincinnati Black Theater Artists Collective. Listeners can find more information about her endeavor on Facebook or via the link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Candace, I want to wish you the best as you pursue this very important project.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on, Rick.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender. Thank you.